Alrighty, I call this meeting to order on Monday, October 13th, 2025 at 8:30 a.m. in person in the Frankie Sudo Papa President's Conference Room as well as over Teams. We'll be moving on to line item 2, compliance with open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days before 9 a.m.? Yes. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes. If the answer to any of these questions is no, meeting must be ended immediately. Okay, moving on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, Numu, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to line item 4, roll call.
Event programmer Algron.
Present.
Event programmer Brera.
Present over Teams.
Event programmer DeForno.
Present over Teams.
Event programmer Gammas.
Absence excused.
Event programmer Cardonis.
Present over Teams.
Event programmer Lockwood.
Present.
Event programmer Price.
Present.
Event programmer Giel, or Assistant Director Giel.
Present.
Assistant Director Patel.
Present.
Director Krentz.
Present.
Okay, quorum's present.
Awesome. Okay, moving on to line item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Dr. Rodriguez. You're muted.
Good morning. First of all, I want to thank Graydon for showing up yesterday and helping. Liberty, you were there all weekend helping with ASU and events, which I really appreciate. But I have to share something with you about Assistant Director Patel. Chelsea, I hope you can hear the commentary I'm going to share. You need to know that yesterday the entire football team was super impressed with you. When they arrived down at the bottom, they wanted to know your name, and I told them your name, and they said, man, that's a lot of power in a little package. And so they all kind of high-fived you down there. Chelsea, you need to know you've arrived when people want to know who you are, okay? And yesterday, like, you were fearless. Thank you for the work you did driving the truck up there. Now you're the one with the secret information, right? You and Graydon, you know that new path to get up there. So congratulations on a job well done. And just know the football team knows who you are.
Yes.
And the last thing I want to say is tomorrow the staff is meeting and we're going to break up homecoming week. So we're going to assign people to work with programmers individually the day of the event. So as soon as you all have your hour by hours, please forward those to me, and that way I can fill in the staff any questions they might have. But yeah, we're all looking forward to working homecoming. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful week. This week is going to be messy, but next week is supposed to be sunshine, starting with the parade. And then know that we're also going to work to see if we can get people up there again on Saturday. We didn't get to finish doing the end, but I got to tell you, there was a huge impact with the work that the football players did. A couple of senators showed up too. You need to know that. But yesterday we had a discussion, and we're hoping we can get clubs up there on Saturday. So Chelsea, I hope you're ready. That's it.
Thank you. Alrighty. Is there any other public comment at this time? Okay. Seeing none, moving on to line item 6, adoption of minutes. So the following minutes are going to be approved. They're from October 6, 2025, so our last meeting. Those meeting minutes have been posted to the ASUM website. So I am seeking a motion to approve line item 6A through unanimous consent. Programmer Price.
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer Lockwood.
I second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, seeing none, then the motion passes. We'll be moving on to line item 7, audio minutes missing for previous meetings. There are no audio minutes listed for corrective action at this time. So we'll be moving on to line item 8, reports. We'll be starting off with programmer Alberon.
All right, good morning, everyone. As of late, I've just been working on the final details for some more Love of the Pack. I, along with programmer DeForno and programmer Price, are working on getting fire and safety trained. I just completed my training and have scheduled to use the fire extinguisher, so we should be good on safety protocols and such that we have been advised to follow. But yeah, and then other than that, I've just been meeting with my intern and working on everything for next week.
Awesome. Awesome. Any questions for Programmer Alvaro? Okay, seeing that, we'll be moving on to Event Programmer Barrera, and he sent me his report, so I'll be reading that out loud. So Programmer Barrera said, "Hi everyone, happy Monday. Last week, the PO for Doggy Style Food Truck officially got approved. Zion and I went to Doughboys and Rick's Pizza to pay for those orders. I reached out to clubs regarding tabling, and I also got in contact with some dancers to help us film a promotional video for Howlfest. If you know any clubs that may be interested in tabling, please send them our way as we are still looking for more clubs to table. Thank you." Are there any questions regarding Programmer Barrera's report? I don't have a question, more of a comment. Nevada Cares reached out to me asking if they could table. So I would just reach out to them whenever. But yeah. Okay. Moving on to Programmer DeForno. I didn't receive a report from him, so I'll just say no report. And then moving on to Programmer Gomez, I also have her report. She said hers wasn't too long. She said that Lindsay Harris still hasn't confirmed her booking through EMS, and that's all that Maddie Wilson needs to go forward with publishing her event. She said she's not sure what's taking longer than she expected, but yeah, that was the only kind of thing she had for her report. So, Sandy, I don't know if you would know this, but do you know what could be taking so long for our, like, room reservations to get approved? Or, like, for the confirmation to be sent to us?
Sorry, which event is this?
Packed Powder Puff.
No, not sure, but I'll look into it as soon as I get to the office at 11:30.
Okay, sounds good.
It's going to be over in Manzanita Bowl, right? If I'm not mistaken. I will tell you this, some news for you all. Manzanita Bowl is going to go through a complete new undertaking because it's not ADA compliant to access the university from that end. At some point, it is going to be beautiful down there, but they're going to cut that field to half the size. It won't impact this event, but just a heads up.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions regarding that? Anybody else? Programmer Lockwood.
It's not a question, but I know when I was having issue getting contact with Lindsay Harris and her confirming it, I called her, and that, like, got everything kickstarted.
Okay.
That might be something that can be done.
Okay, yeah. I'll probably let Jenny know, just in case. Okay, any other questions? Okay, Sig 9, we'll move on to Programmer Cardonis.
This week, I met with my intern to make sure that she was doing okay on the projects, and she is. And I also spoke to Liberty about our budget, and as far as I know, that has all been fixed up. Also, just this morning, she scheduled a time to go shopping for all of our fruits and stuff, so not very much, but that's what I got to work on.
Okay. Any questions for Programmer Cardonis? Okay. Seeing none, moving on to Programmer Lockwood.
Hi everyone, I hope you're all doing good this morning. This past week I've worked on contacting different people regarding the farmer's market. For some reason everybody decided last week was a great time to go on vacation, so that kind of hit a standstill. I also attended SEAB and we're all set there. Yesterday I went to clean the inn with Assistant Director Patel and Assistant Director Dio. It was very good. All of the walking showed up, or most of the walking showed up, really good. I'll be shopping for the event on Friday at like 3-ish with Chelsea and Mitch as well. And I'm looking forward to getting this week started with Pac Midtown and the Pumpkin Parade. And I can't wait to see how all the parents' events are going.
Awesome. Any questions for Programmer Lockwood? Okay, seeing none, moving on to Assistant Director Guile.
Hi everyone. I have to leave in a minute, but should we go first?
What? Oh, I totally skipped him.
It's fine.
Just keep going and then I'll go back.
Okay, so this week I met with both my interns. They're doing great. Hopefully they'll be at internalization this week. I went to the Pavian cleanup with Programmer Lockwood and Assistant Director Fell. It was so fun. You guys totally missed out. And also this week I will be putting together those kind of like feedback forms for the homecoming events. So let me know if you have any particular questions
So maybe we'll do the thing where we print out like the physical QR codes again, but just let me know what kind of ideas you guys have. So that's my last week, and then what I'm going to be doing this week. So let me know if you have any questions that I can have to escort myself.
If you have any questions for Assistant Director Guile, send her a Teams message or an email. She'll answer it promptly.
Bye, guys.
Okay, moving back to Programmer Price.
All right, so HowlFest is next Thursday. I'm super excited. Programmer Barrera and I went to go pay for the Doughboys and the Ricks. And then me, him, and Assistant Director Patel have been working on getting in contact with the dance team to get them to help us with our little Instagram reel that we'll be posting for our marketing. Just like going forward, we just need to keep reviewing and approving like the club's activities. And then Brock Young from University like Health and Safety requested the fire permit materials from the fireworks people. Even though I already gave him the permit, but I think he needs like the materials that we submitted as well. So I've been trying to get that from Mr. Fire Guy Jeff, but he hasn't been super communicative, so I'll probably just shoot him a text message and tell him to check his email. But yeah.
Awesome. Any questions for Programmer Price?
I hope not.
Okay, seeing them, moving on to Assistant Director Patel.
Good morning, everyone. Last week, the interns and I went to a CAP meeting to talk about their homecoming events, and everything went smoothly. There weren't any points of concern regarding either event. Yesterday, I also went to clean up the end with a few members of the football team, Assistant Director Guile, and Programmer Lovewood. We saw a huge difference in some parts of the end, but there is a little bit more work to do on one of the sides of the end. Last week at our internship meeting, we had presentations from IDEA, clubs, and orgs, and the interns got a deeper understanding of their roles within the association, and this week we'll be hearing from the executive branch. I'll also be collaborating with all the programmers for each event and recording some promotional reels. These will be sent out to Assistant Director Mendoza from the Department of Campus and Public Relations for approval to ensure that they meet posting standards. Lastly, please make sure that you're continuing to meet with your interns weekly and filling out the weekly meeting forms after every meeting. It's been sent in the Teams chat and can also be found in the books.
Okay. Any questions for Assistant Director Patel? Okay, so moving on to my own report, Dr. Krentz for the record. Hi, everybody. I hope you are doing well. So sorry we have to be here again at 8:30 a.m. Not in full glam, though. It's okay. But I am so sorry that I missed the cleanup for the end yesterday. I did have work, and I could not get out of it. But you guys looked like you had fun. I got many a photo from Liberty and from Dillamoss, so that looks really fun. But recently I've just been finalizing things for the homecoming after party. I've been putting in credit card requests. I need to put together a little shopping list, and then I just need to put in a vehicle request for the day that we go shopping. As of now, since we're only paying vendors about $500, I'm thinking we're just gonna pay them with a credit card instead of having to go through the entire PO process. I think that'll just make stuff a lot easier. I went through SEAB last week for the after party. They had a few suggestions on things, but everything looks like it's going pretty smooth. The hour by hour on that one is pretty much finished. I just kind of have to tweak things with the amount of volunteers that we get and just like if generally like things change with the parade. But as of now, everything should be good to go for that. Within the next week, I'll be beginning to put together the assignments for Welcome Back Week. So those should be discussed at our meeting on the 27th. And then since next week is homecoming, we won't have a meeting next Monday. So, yeah. Any questions for me? Okay. Seeing none, we'll be moving on to line item 9, old business. We'll be starting with line item 9A, the reamended farmers market budget.
It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Our expected attendance is about 250, and the cost is $6.90. Moving to line item 1, cents for a bunch. We can get 20 of those for a total of $29.40 from Sam's Club. Item 2 is going to be apples. There's a little bag of them. It's going to be $5.78. We're going to get 15 of those for $86.70 from Sam's Club. Item 3 is going to be single Roma tomatoes. They're going to be 32 cents. We're going to get 50 of those. It's going to be $16 from Walmart. And then letter 4 is going to be raspberries. They're $3.47 per carton. We're going to get 30 for $104.10 from Walmart. And then we're going to move to letter 5. It's going to be baby carrots. We're going to get $3.96 for the little packs. It will be, we'll get 30 of those for $118.80. That's from Sam's Club. Moving to letter 6, we're going to get cucumbers. They're just the individual cucumbers. They're going to be 67 cents per. We're going to get 50 of them. That's going to be $33.50 from Walmart. Line item 7 is going to be the mini sweet peppers. It's going to be like the bags of them. They're $5.32 per. We're going to get 30 of them. It's going to be $159.60 from Sam's Club. Line item 8 is going to be peaches. They're 82 cents per. Going to be 60 of them. $49.40 from Walmart. Item 9 is going to be avocados. They're 96 cents each. We're going to get 50 for $48.50 from Walmart. Item 10 is going to be personal watermelons. It's going to be $3.97 per. We're going to get 40 for $158.80 from Walmart. Item 11 is going to be oranges. They're $7 and it's up the packs of them. $7.97 per. We're going to get 20 of them for $159.40 from Walmart. Letter 12 are going to be kiwis. We're going to get, or they're $2.84 per little container of them. We're going to get 30. And then that's going to be $85.20 from Walmart. Letter 13 is going to be baskets. I have allocated $125 to that. It's just to hold the fruits, and that's going to be from Dollar Tree. Line item 14 is going to be the mini pie pumpkins. They're $2.26 or 62 cents per. We're going to get 20 of them. It's going to be $52.40 from Walmart. Line item 15 is going to be cantaloupe. They're $2.94 each. We're going to get 25 of those for a total of $73.50 from Sam's Club. Line item 16 is going to be sweet potatoes. They're $1.86 each, and we're going to get about 25 of those. It's going to be $46.50 from Walmart. Line item 17 is going to be disposable gloves. They're $1.64 per. We're going to get 5 of those for a total of $8.20 from Walmart. Line item 18 is going to be muffins. So line item 18A is chocolate muffins. We're going to get 5 of those for $6.62. Line item 18B is going to be blueberry muffins. We're also going to get 5 of those for the same price. Line item 18C, we're going to get 5 of those for the same price. Line item 18D, we're going to get 3 of them for the $6.62 for a total of $119.16 from Sam's Club. Line item 19 is going to be Yoplait yogurt. The 18 counts, there's $7.98 per like carton of them. And it's going to be, we're going to get 10 of those for $79.80 from Sam's Club. Line item 20 is going to be 40 packs of water. They're $3.98 each. We're going to get 5 of those for $19.90 from Sam's Club. Line item 21 is miscellaneous, 10%. It's going to be $157.37 for a total event budget of $1,573.66. And our total paid issuing budget of $1,731.03.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, any questions regarding this budget? Okay, cool. Seeing none, then I am seeking a motion to approve the Farmers Market reamended budget through unanimous consent. Assistant Director Patel?
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer Albrow?
Second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, seeing none, then the motion passes. So we'll be moving on to line item B, Howl Fest. I'll be reading that one out since Programmer Price did leave, and I believe Programmer Barrera is in class. So Howl Fest, the cost per student did change to $12.65 per person. as well as line item 12, Pyro Guys Fireworks was added for $2,622 from Pyro Guys Incorporated. Line item 13 is parking spots for $357 from Parking Services. And line item 14, their miscellaneous, is $632.81, bringing their total event budget to $6,328.94, and their total ASUN budget going up to $6,961.83. Is there any questions about the additions to this budget before we move on? Okay, seeing none, I am making a motion to approve the HowlFest amended budget through unanimous consent. Programmer Lockwood.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second? Programmer Patel.
Second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, seeing none, then that motion passes. So we'll be moving on to line item C, the homecoming after party, which I will also read out. All right, so the time did change to 6 to 9 p.m. The expected attendance did go up to about 2,000, and our cost per student is going to be $5.82. Line item 1, Rick's Pizza, did change to $500 from Rick's Pizza. Line item 2, security, did change to $2,181.63 from ESI. Line item 5, Remsa, went up to $800 from Remsa. Line item 6, tacos for $500 from Letty's Taco Truck. And then line item 12, our miscellaneous, did go up to $1,058.90, bringing our total event budget up to $10,589.03, and our total ASUN budget to $11,647.93. Are there any questions regarding this budget? I can go back up if needed. No. Okay, seeing none, then I'm making a motion to approve the homecoming after party re-amended budget through unanimous consent. Programmer Oberon.
So.
Is there a second? Programmer Lockwood.
Okay.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, seeing none, we'll be moving on to, if I can get back up here, moving on to line item 9D, Paxgiving.
All right, so Paxgiving, we did have the location change. It's going to be right. The cost per student did go down to $3.31 per student. Line item 3, bottled water, we are going to need 4 of those at $8.98 and that's $35.92. For the amount and the benefit of the Sam's Club, line item 8, Pepsi, we're going to need 4 of those at $17.98 apiece, the amount $71.92. Also, Sam's Club, we are also adding pizza, we're going to get 20 of those 10 per growing. 10 cheese comes out to $139.80. And the vendor is Little Caesars, so miscellaneous 10%, $45.11. Our total event budget is $451.07. Our total ASUN budget is $496.18.
Okay, awesome. Are there any questions regarding this budget? Programmer Lockwood.
Have you guys thought about getting a gluten-free option?
Assistant Director Patel.
I think you guys have enough budget to add like 2 or 3 gluten-free.
Director Kitchen, like, this isn't a question, just kind of something to keep in mind. When doing events and providing food options, you kind of just have to provide like a regular option, a gluten-free option, and then like a vegan option. Honestly, if you're wanting to, I would probably do Jimmy John's for it. I think Rick's Pizza does a pretty good gluten-free option. And then I think they also have a vegan. I think they also have a vegan option. And if they don't, then I know Noble Pie does have a vegan option for pizza as well. Okay. Any other questions or comments regarding this budget? No? Okay. Seeing none, that I'm making a motion to approve the Paxgiving budget through unanimous consent. Programmer Lockwood.
So moved.
Is there a second? Assistant Director Patel.
Second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, seeing none, then the budget passes. So we'll be moving down to line item 9E, Pack the KC.
Hi, good morning. This event name is Pack the KC, and it's going to be in the Knowledge Center Rotunda. The expected attendance is 150 students, with a cost per student at $3.90. Line item 1 is hot cocoa with marshmallows, 3 of them at $26.91 from Walmart. Line item 2 is hot cocoa, but this is milk chocolate hot cocoa, also 3 of them at $26.91 at Walmart. Line item 3 is a water bottle case with a count of 40. We'll be getting 5 of those for $27.35 from Walmart. Line item 4 is granola bars, 36 count. We'll be getting 2 of them for $16.54, also from Walmart. Line item 5 is chocolate chip muffins. It's a 12 count. We'll be getting 14 of them for $63.36, also from Walmart. Line item 6 is goldfish. We will be getting 2 12 counts for $13.54 from Walmart. Line item 7 is also goldfish, but the colors flavor. We'll be getting a 12 count for $6.77, also from Walmart. Line item 8 is pizza. There'll be a total of 40 pizzas, with 20 of them being cheese and 20 of them being pepperoni, for a total of $279.60 from Little Caesars. Line item 9 is a hot beverage dispenser. We'll be getting 2 of them for $118.90 from Amazon. And then line item 10 is our miscellaneous, which is 10%, and it will be $58.28. With the total event budget being $582.88, and the total ASU event budget being $641.16.
Awesome. Since this is the first time we're kind of going over this, I'm looking for 3 questions regarding this budget. I have 1, Dr. Kearns, for the record. For line item 5, I think you said it was $63.36. Is it still that $66.36 that we have listed on here?
It is $66.36.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I just wanted to double check. Two more questions. Programmer Lockwood.
For the hot beverage dispenser, is that going to heat up the water for you guys?
No, the hot beverage. Where yes, the hot water. Yes, it does heat it up.
Okay.
By itself, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, and then we should have 1 more question. I kind of have a Dr. Crunch, for the record, are you guys going to be handing anything else out other than like food and stuff?
No, this is going to be more food center event. We're hoping that because of the food center we get a bigger turnout,
mm-hmm.
so that studying is more.
I gotcha. Programmer Lockwood.
Are the goldfish just like the little packages?
Yes,
they're individual.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, seeing none, then I am seeking a motion to approve the Pack the KC event through unanimous consent. Programmer Alberon.
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer Lockwood.
I second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, seeing none, then the motion passes. So we will be moving on to line item 10, new business. There's no new business to be discussed at this time. So we'll be moving to line item 11, public comment. Is there any other public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none, we'll be moving on to line item 12, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting on Monday, October 13th, 2025 at 9:07 a.m. inside the Frankie Studo Pop-Up President's Conference Room, as well as over Teams.